NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. South Korea says a North Korean artillery attack was intentional and premeditated. From Seoul, Dwali Saikotao reports military officials are condemning the deadly artillery firing.
The barrage of fire killed two South Korean Marines and destroyed scores of houses on Yongpyeong Island.
UN 헌장.
Lieutenant General Lee Hong-ki of the South's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the North's attack violates the UN-Korean War Armistice Agreement. But Kim Tae-woo at the Korea Institute for Defense Analysis says this incident won't escalate into war.
We have too many things to protect. We have economic prosperity. We have a market. We have a stock market. And we have everything to protect. So that's why escalation into war will be a disaster for South Korea.
South Korea is now at its highest peacetime alert level. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
President Obama today expressed outrage over North Korea's attack. The White House says Mr. Obama is scheduled to speak with South Korea's president sometime this evening. Speaking in Paris today, General David Petraeus gave an overview of the NATO strategy since he took command in October from General William McChrystal. Elder Beardsley reports Petraeus called the new Anaconda strategy one that will work.
General Petraeus said NATO must succeed its core objective of ensuring that Afghanistan will never again be a sanctuary for al-Qaeda and other extremists.
The only way to achieve that very important objective is to help Afghanistan develop the ability to secure and to govern itself.
Anacondas, said Petraeus, try to squeeze the life out of their prey.
That is indeed what we are trying to do with the various insurgent groups that are active in destabilizing Afghanistan.
The Anaconda strategy, said Petraeus, will work by killing insurgency movements and preventing their regeneration by destroying their safe havens, cash flows, and sources of recruitment. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Sales of previously owned homes fell in October. That's according to the National Association of Realtors, which says sales of existing homes declined 2.2% last month. John Canali is an economist at LPL Financial. He says while the weakness in housing continues to weigh on the economy, he says to some extent that's already factored in.
Housing will, I think, remain a drag on the economy, but because it's such a small portion of how GDP is figured, it shouldn't be that big of a drag. Looking ahead, it's going to be the consumer that's going to have to hang in there.
Real estate analysts say a moratorium on mortgage foreclosures may have had some effect on October numbers. General Motors announced today it's bringing back 200 of the company's laid-off workers to build engines for the automaker's new electric Chevy Volt and Cruise compact model. According to sources at the plant, the jobs are in addition to the 160 people already hired at the Flint, South Michigan plant. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 142 points. This is NPR. The Vatican now says Pope Benedict's remarks about condom use represent a shift in church teachings. The Vatican expanding on the pontiff's remarks to say that using a condom would be a lesser evil than, for example, transmitting HIV to a sexual partner, even if that were to mean a woman would avert a possible pregnancy. The shift in policy is being described by some as a game changer. The Vatican has long been criticized for its opposition to condom use, particularly in Africa, where HIV and AIDS are rampant. Jury deliberations in the trial of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay continued for a second day. DeLay faces punishment up to life in prison on charges he funneled corporate money to Texas political campaigns. Matt Largy of member station KUT in Austin reports.
After a few hours of deliberation Monday, the jury asked to see several pieces of evidence again and for clarification on the state's money laundering statute. In particular, they asked whether money can be laundered if it was originally obtained legally. The judge declined to offer clarification, leaving it to jurors to figure it out. DeLay is accused of laundering $190,000 in corporate campaign donations through the Republican National Committee and back to candidates for the Texas legislature in 2002. Prosecutors say the plan was designed to circumvent a state law prohibiting corporate donations to Texas candidates. DeLay's lawyer says there was nothing illegal about it. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
Transportation Security Administration has announced today like pilots, flight attendants will also be able to board a plane without going through pat-downs or full-body scans. However, the TSA says both pilots and flight attendants still must go through a metal detector. Also exempt from some tough new standards, cabinet secretaries, top congressional leaders, an exclusive group of U.S. officials. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.